been a difficult week. There's no doubt about it. The embarrassment of the defeat, the quantum of it at Burnley, the way we defended, obviously that's compounded things. But we're resilient, and as a football club, we're still looking positively towards the future.
There are those supporters who'd say we've had a good team and a good manager for the last two seasons. What on earth were you doing changing that in the summer?
Well, we changed the manager for the reasons that we said at the time, that we felt that it's not often somebody of Steve McLaren's ability becomes available. And we did genuinely feel that with the squad that we had, that the previous manager had taken us as far as he could. So we changed to improve. Whether that was the right thing to do or not at the time, that was a decision we made, and that's a decision that we stand by.
Do you regret it at all?
I don't regret it at all. I still believe that Steve McLaren is a very, very good coach, and once he's had a chance to gel the new players into the existing squad and also get across his ideas to the existing squad, I think that we will be stronger as a result.
There are those that would say Billy Davis was, I remember having the discussion on Radio Nottingham, is he the best manager in the Championship? We were talking about him and Neil Warnock because of their experience of getting sides promoted in the division. Why have you appointed a manager who doesn't know the Championship at all? Has no experience of the Championship at all?
And I can understand that sentiment. We were actually looking for somebody to take us to the next level. Billy had done a very good job in getting us to playoffs, and we felt that Steve was the right person to take us into the Premier League and keep us in the Premier League. And that is simply why we made the change at that particular time.
How long do you give him?
Until he's done the job, I would hope. We've never wanted to be a hire and fire type of football club, and we've always felt that it would take a number of months for things to settle down at the club. It's probably taking a little bit longer, and you will have seen from the matches that there are the points in any one particular match where you think, yeah, this is really flowing well, and certainly we are progressing going forward. The strange fact is that the defence, which by and large is the same defence as we've had over the last 2 years, is starting to leak goals. And I'm sure Steve and his coaching staff and the players are working on that right now to remedy that fact. That I think it was probably something like January, February when we let in our